Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Tim Barbalace, who covers the Baltimore Ravens, getting you ready for a very important Week 4 matchup between the Chiefs and the Ravens, as both teams currently sit at 1-2. One team is going to be at 500 at the end of September. One team is going to have to really dig themselves out of a hole heading into October. Tim, always great to have you on the show, man. Really appreciate your time.
Of course, Carrington. Anytime. Just like how everyone drew it up, right? Two below 500 teams heading into Arrowhead.
Absolutely, man. So let's just start with this. How real are the concerns that you have for the Ravens defense? The point that I've made this week is, well, Buffalo scored against them. Detroit scored against them. Those are two of the five best offenses in the league. I feel like if they struggle against a Kansas City offense that hasn't yet caught its footing, we're going to have some real questions about where they are defensively.
Oh, Carrington, I think I'm already there, man. This has been a shock at how bad they have been to start this year. And they were horrible last year. Through the first 10 weeks of the season, they were one of the worst defenses in football. Then the rest of the way, they tweaked some things schematically, personnel-wise. They ended up being the best defense in football weeks 11 through 18, where they went out, made some additions, Jaire Alexander drafting a Malachi Starks in the first round, Mike Green in the second round. You thought this defense was really going to hit the ground running in Zach Orr's second year as defensive coordinator. It's been anything but that. And I think what's really disturbing is what the Lions did to them on Monday night. Rarely do you see an opposing team out physical the Ravens, and the Lions just flat out bullied them. Ravens gave up the third most rushing yards in franchise history in that game, 224. They gave up 295 plus yard drives. And now the injuries are starting to pile up. Nnamdi Matabike, he's going to miss the game on Sunday. There's fears that it could be a season-ending injury, maybe even worse. John Harbaugh is very concerned about that neck injury. Kyle Van Noy was back on the practice field today, but he's not going to be out there on Sunday either. Ravens are going to be down another one of their defensive linemen, Broderick Washington, who didn't practice today, hasn't practiced all week. So there's real concerns about this defense.
I've been calling this a prove-it week in sports, and I'm looking at the Ravens as this team. If you lose to Buffalo, Kansas City, and Detroit in three of your first four games and your lone win is against the Browns, I feel like we'll still call the Ravens a Super Bowl contender, but can you be considered one if you lost all of your games to teams that are in the same weight class as you are? I don't want to bury the Ravens at all. They're far too talented of a team. But to me, this is one of those kind of prove-it games for both Kansas City and Baltimore.
I completely agree. And look, if the Ravens lose this game on Sunday, am I at the point where, oh, they're going to miss the playoffs? No, because let's just call the AFC North what it is. It stinks this year, you know? The Bengals, Joe Burrow is out for 3 months. The Steelers have tons of concerns defensively, offensively. They're extremely limited. I still think the Ravens will win the division. But yeah, you're right, man. And this is something that I brought up yesterday during a segment. They got to get over this Chiefs hurdle right now. Lamar Jackson has been a stud for years now, but he's been really bad against Kansas City. He's completed less than 55% of his passes in four of the six games he's played against the Chiefs. His passer rating's below 80 in four of those six games. And of course, they're 1-5. The Ravens got to prove they can beat Kansas City, and they've yet to win at Arrowhead with Patrick Mahomes as starting quarterback. They haven't won in Kansas City since 2012, their last Super Bowl year. So I'm with you. Right now, heading into this game, the Ravens against Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, they're 3-9. You got to get over those hurdles.
Yeah, I feel like that's a question for Lamar that just pops up at every single turn. Lamar has done just about everything that you can do as a regular season quarterback, but you alluded to it. He's in this big three with Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and himself. He's been unable to beat Patrick Mahomes. He has had some slip-ups against Josh Allen. Sometimes I just wonder if this Ravens team, if the clock is going to expire for them, if they're just going to be a team that just has tremendous regular season success but is unable to take that next step. Sports history is just littered with those kind of teams.
It's certainly a possibility, for sure, and that's why it just felt like this was going to be the year. And maybe it still will, Carrington. I mean, it's still September. But, I mean, how many different articles did you read or guests, you know, shows say, this is the best roster in football. This is the best Ravens roster in the Lamar Jackson era. And the roster did seem very loaded. They really didn't lose all that much from last year, running it back with the additions of some free agent acquisitions in the draft. And that's why it's been so disappointing for them to get off to this start. And in particular, that game against Buffalo, where it's one thing to lose against the Bills, but it's how they lost that game. Another fourth quarter collapse. A game in which it looked like they were going to run the Bills out of the gym. And then they just ended up, you know, gacking it away late. So it's definitely in the back of their heads, man. I mean, you can't tell me it's not a mental component at this point. And trust me, if they get up by double digits on Sunday and Mahomes leads the touchdown drive, you can't tell me there's going to be people on that sideline with the thought, here we go again.
Tim, moving to one of the top stories right now with the Ravens has been the fumbles from Derrick Henry. If you look at his career, this isn't really a part of his track record. He's not really a guy who's been known for that. What do you make of the early season struggles from the future Hall?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hall of Fame running back.
So I'll say this when it's with Derrick Henry. Anyone, and we know the history of running backs in their 30s, when it goes, it tends to go quick. I'm not saying this guy's washed. That is not what I'm saying at all. No one in Baltimore envisioned that he was going to have an encore season better than last year, where he rushed for over 1,900 yards. That's just not going to happen. I still think he's going to have a strong year. But in terms of the fumbles, yeah, it's a concern. You saw the shot of him on the sidelines after that fumble Monday night, throwing his helmet down and almost taking himself out in the process. You know, you could tell how pissed he was and upset he was, and that outburst was very, very uncharacteristic out of Derrick Henry. And quite frankly, it told me everything you need to know. And I think it is in his head. And this is a storyline until it's not.
Tim, looking at the last 2 weeks from the Ravens, what were the Browns capable of doing to slow down Derrick Henry? What did the Lions do on Monday night to slow him down as well?
Well, I think that we've seen, especially in that Lions game, the Ravens have just gotten dominated in the trenches. The Ravens offensive line, it's four out of the five are the same starters from last year. Now, I will say Ronnie Stanley, his status very much up in the air on Sunday, and if he misses, then that'll be very interesting to see how the Ravens' offensive line holds up. But I think they're just getting kind of whooped up front, to be honest. And there has been some runs from Derrick Henry in which that, you know, he's tiptoeing a little bit, maybe thinking a little too much. But I think it's just they're getting beat up front, and the pass rush has been there. Myles Garrett was having a field day. The Lions sacked Lamar Jackson 7 times. That tied a career high. I remember seeing the Pro Football Focus stat. He was pressured 30 times. That just seems incomprehensible, the fact that you can get 30 pressures in a single football game. The Ravens have to be better up front on the O-line and the D-line.
Tim, there was a lot of talk surrounding John Harbaugh after week one. Was that just usual frustration from Ravens fans about a difficult loss, or is there kind of problems right now happening in Baltimore?
Well, Harbs has been a big lightning rod for criticism for quite some time. Heck, Carrington, we can go back after the 2023 AFC Championship, where I think everybody was confident that the Ravens were going to beat the Chiefs in that one. Ravens ran the ball all of 6 times in that football game. So Harbs is under the microscope for sure. And I think a lot of people are pointing to the 17 double-digit second-half leads that John Harbaugh has blown since becoming head coach in 2008. It's been a long time, man. And if that type of game that happened against the Bills happened in the postseason, it wouldn't shock me at all if John Harbaugh lost his job. If the Ravens do not make the playoffs this year, and I don't think that that's going to happen, but if they didn't make the playoffs, I think it would cost John Harbaugh his job, because ultimately we've seen so many different guys come in terms of coordinators, in terms of defensive players, offensive players, and these collapses continue to happen. And fair or unfair, John Harbaugh is the one constant throughout all of them.
Tim, I always ask you this question. Give me your Chiefs win-if scenario. Give me your Ravens win-if scenario.
Well, Chiefs win if they continue to do what's happened over these past couple of games. They dominate the line of scrimmage. They're strong on third downs. We saw that the Lions dominated time of possession, and they were able to keep the Ravens' offense on the sidelines. They're able to force turnovers as well. But Ravens, it's really pretty much just the same exact thing, man. This defense has to get back on track. They have to get after Patrick Mahomes. Their pass rush has been non-existent. Jared Goff, who can't move nearly as well as Patrick Mahomes, didn't get sacked once. I think that's a huge concern for me. Ravens are going to have to get a pass rush on Patrick Mahomes if they're going to have a chance to win this one.
Funny, Tim, because this game maybe doesn't have the kind of pop and sizzle that you and I both thought with 2-3-0 teams, but that doesn't make this game any less important. This is a massive swing game for both the home and the road team on Sunday afternoon.
Without question, man. And look, I don't know how you can really pick the Ravens in this spot. I'm not saying they can't get it done, but I got to see them get it done in Arrowhead before I can confidently pick them. So I would lean with Kansas City. I'm sure you guys have talked a lot all week long about the point spread. I'm kind of shocked that the Ravens are 2.5-point favorites in this one. And to put it in perspective, they're a bigger favorite in Arrowhead than the Eagles were a couple weeks ago. So Vegas has been high on the Ravens. Maybe they're right, but I'm not picking them this week.
That's my guy, Tim Barbalace. Tim, man, always appreciate your time, man.
Of course, you got it, Carrington, anytime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.